Houston, Apollo 13.
Apollo 13, Houston, go ahead.
Van Spret said that you had some more information about PTC and a different way of establishing it or something, huh?
Roger, referring to the procedure on G8-2, if you have that open, I'll tell you what we had to give you.
Okay, stand by, I'll give it back.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Okay. On checklist G8-2, under step 5, there's a statement, disable all jets on two adjacent quads, and that's what we were referring to when we called up saying disable quads A and B. So that's all fine. However, going down now to step 7, where it says enable all jets, we hope that you didn't think we meant leave A and B disabled there. In that case, it says written, all jets should be enabled. Over.
Okay. Our checklist has all jets scratched out, and it says enable couples on all axes. So what we'll do is we'll reestablish this thing and come down to that step 7, and we'll enable all jets. That means enable quads A and B. Is that right?
That's affirm. You'll have A, B, C, and D enabled for step 7.
Okay, real fine. We'll start on there.
Okay, understand you're going to reestablish it.
And Vance, on that picture, I was all set to shoot it just a little before you called, and the Earth, it showed up in the window yet. I don't know if we got too far off the belly band or what.
Roger, copy, friend. Apollo 13, Houston.
Go ahead, Ben.
Roger, on the photo, you'll probably have to reestablish the attitude for PTC, and then whenever it comes into the window again, why, we'll just be standing by for the photo.